min hamishumar afilu bekachatzi isar aser. When did we say that one is allowed to make a deal with Yam Haaretz on the amount of gimel sudos? That's when we're dealing when the Am Haaretz had left these peros in a state of being hefker. But if the Am Haaretz had watched over these peros, lokeach min hamishumar, then we can't do business with the Am Haaretz afilu bekachatzi isar, even for a very, very small amount of produce. Here we have a very, very basic machlokes rishonim that has a lot of ramifications in terms of Shemitah even nowadays. What we see, the tip of the iceberg on our daf, is between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. How does Rashi learn the issue over here of lokeach min hamashumar? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi says, shesada zo hayesa mishumeres begader upetach na'ul, then ze, this am haaretz, nechshad le'inyan sheno mafkir le'aniyim, kidechsiv achu evyonei amcha, and the fact that were we to sell, to have a transaction of three sudos, it would be ha'aromahi, shemochrin al-yad al-yad, that this am haaretz is really interested in saving the money, latznian, but he knows that chaverim are not going to do business with him on any large scale basis, so he'll try and do business on a small scale basis, not that he needs this money for his meals, but in order to put it in his piggy bank, in order to be able to save the money that we have over here, a chshad. What exactly, according to Rashi, is the chshad? Namely, what's the connection between what he's doing and what we're afraid he will do? Excuse me? We're afraid that he's going to be over on an Iser of La'ocha V'lo L'schora, which according to Rashi means that the Peiro Shvius, Kedusha Shvius, and the Ma'o Shvius, that we have a concept of a Shas Biur, that we have to get rid of them all before the Shas Biur, and the Skora, according to Rashi, means that he plans to view the Peros Shvius and the Maos Peros Shvius as capital rather than as consumer goods. He plans to keep it even after the Shas Biur. But in what area is he Choshed?
In the Gafa. I mean, the person is Choshed.
Rather, the Gafa is Choshed, but in what is he doing wrong?
He's not being
over an Iser Aseh. The Torah says that by Shemitah, that we have a din of Bashvias Tishamtena Unetashta, that we have a din that Shemitah produce is not supposed to be watched over. So he's being over an Aseh in terms of watching it over, and we're afraid that he's going to be over on a different Aseh of La'ocha V'la'l'schor. Correct? In other words, that we're viewing Shemitah, we're viewing the world of Shemitah as this global issue. And even though he hasn't yet been found to be saving his Shemitah produce beyond the time of the beer, which is what we're being choshed him for, but since he's choshed in one area of Shemitah, we view him as being choshed in Shemitah as a whole. Correct? Who disagrees with this approach? Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam? What's his question on Rashi? That he has the Gemara in Ksuvas and Daf in that Kafdal and Amar Aleph deals with the world of Gomelin, that we're afraid that we're going to have two individuals who are each going to say something about the other individual in order to be able to help the other individual, even if it may not be true. And the working assumption of the Gemara over there is that Stam Am Haaretz is not Chashud on Shemitah. And therefore, Rabbeinu Tam felt that Rashi is, we're dealing over here with this whole, the whole problem of this individual is that he's an Am Haaretz, he's not a Chaver, and we have no right to be choshed him just like that. Stam Am Haaretz, we're not choshed on Shemitah. Stam Am Haaretz, we may be choshed in terms of Maestros, but Stam, right, that's, we have a concept of Dmai, but Stam Am Haaretz, we're not choshed in terms of Shemitah. What would Rashi respond to that?
Here he is.
This is not a Stam Am Haaretz, right? This is an Am Haaretz who already is choshed in one area of Shemitah, but kaner'eh that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we can't draw a conclusion from the fact that he has an issue in terms of shmira. He's going to have an issue in terms of schora. These, you know, it's apples and oranges, no puns intended. Right? In other words, and these are two different isurim, and he hasn't yet been caught in terms of the din of hatsnah. Okay, so the Maharsha already was bothered by this issue. You know, it's how can Rabbi Natan call this individual stam ha-ma'aretz if we have an issue in terms of the world of Shemitah? And the Maharsha basically goes in the direction I just mentioned to you. So what then is Rabbi Natan's understanding of the sugya? Why do we have a problem of lokeach min ha-mashumar if it's not an issue of chshad? So what's the issue? That Rabbi Natan says that we have an iser achila on the cheftza of peros shvius that are mishumarim. That any time that peros shvius were in a situation where the one who grew them watched over them and didn't let people take them as they wanted, then we're going to have an iser of achila on those peros. Does Rabbi Natan have any source text for this tremendous kiddush?
The Medrash. Wasn't that from the Medrash?
He has a Medrash Halacha, a Sifra, a Taras Kohanim. What's the Medrash Halacha on which Pasuk?
It's Abnei Nizircha Lotit. Lotit Tzor, right?
Correct. In other words, that we have is Inve Nizircha Lotit Tzor. And this is the source, according to Rabbeinu Tam, of the Yisrachi. We'll come back to this in a moment. Okay? So we have Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Who among the other Rishonim tends to agree with Rabbeinu Tam, at least in principle? That we had that we're going to have an iser achila when we have an issue of shmira, the Balamor, and no, on the same page as the Balamor and the Ravid. But what? Where do the Balamor and the Ravid disagree? On what issue? We'll see later. So let's look now. If you have a riff at the back of your Gemara. Oh, actually. Did I quote it over here? No. So, in my edition of the Rif, we're moving over to the Yud Tesamid base. So, over there, the Baal Hamor points out that we're dealing, in other words, in the world where a goy wants to claim that these fruits are min ha'azeka, peru shel azeka hein ze min ha'mashumar, and that which is mashumar is aser ba'achila, and our question is, should we believe the goy or should we not believe the goy? And the Ravid on that points out that in other words, they both agree that there's an iser achila peros that are meshumar. The question is it enough that the goy watch the fruit, or do you need dafka that a Jew watch the fruit? Okay, that will come to those two shitos. And does Rashi have a helper? Is there a Rishon who agrees with Rashi?
Ramban.
The Ramban, right? The Ramban. Well, he says it's black and white in his parish on Chumash, but in terms of our sugya, we don't have a Ramban in our sugya, but we have the Ritva, and the Ritva quotes the Ramban as basically agreeing with Rashi and adding, at least according to the Ritva, another issue. Not only do we have the issue of Chshad, what other issue do we have? Let's look at the Ritva. It's the first source that I photostated for you. Ben Adramurim, Bilkech Men Amufra, Kech Men Amashumar, Afilu Bechatz Yisr Aser, Pirish Rashi Mishum Ha'arama, Tikamocher Ayad Ayad, Vuleskorem Yisrla. Even though he's making it appear as though he needs the money to buy food, because it's a small amount of money to buy Gimel Sudos, in reality, he is saving it. Venira Midvarav Shaperos Atzmam Afal Pishim Misham Mutarim Heim, Kodem Abiyur. Ella aser likach mize. In other words, mitnei she'osa iser kishe shamer peirosa bishvius. We have an iser on the gavra who is Shomer. That's what Rashi agrees. It's in Yisra Asay, Avud, Vashvi is Tishmetena Unetashta, V'Osir L'Seyeya Yedei Ovre Avera. Then we have another issue, in other words, of why we shouldn't do business with this individual, that we don't want to help individuals who are Machalol Shvius. That we have these Messiah L'Dei Ovre Avera. And then he quotes Rashi, Omi Shundach Hashin Adil Melischore Bo'ilei L'Dame. Okay, so we have then on one side of the fence we have Rashi, Ritva, and Ramban. On the other side of the fence we have Rabbeinu Tam, Bar Hamor, and the Ravid. Correct? That's simply in terms of the Shitos. But we have to really try to understand, the most difficult Rishon trying to understand over here is Rabbeinu Tam. And Tosus himself has two issues with Rabbeinu Tam. One, well, let's call it a minor issue, and one, a major issue. So I know they were supposed to do Al HaRishon, Rishon, Al HaAchron, Achron, but let's just point out that what Tosus towards the end of Tosus raises a minor issue, again, relatively, Shanan Daflat, that Tosus points out in the second, Tosus is, has thin lines, wider lines, and widest lines. So in the wider lines, right, two lines from the bottom of the wider lines, in the middle of the line, it says, "We owe the bishmeisin mashma delo asar min hamashumar afil kachatzi iser elo lefish kishemoser dmeshvius lachoshet avol peros miha laachila shari diasire vechiderach liknos davar haasar." That our Gemara doesn't seem to have any problem with the transaction per se. The problem is that we're giving a goy, sorry, we're giving an amaretz dme peros shvius. That's the issue over here. In other words, but it does not appear that the fact that the chaver will be eating these peros that we have in Easter. In other words, the problem is not on the side of the chaver. The problem is on the side of the demei peros shvius. That's the mashmos of our sugya. The problem is on the side of the am haaretz. While according to Minotam, the problem is whoever was going to eat them. The problem is on the side of the chaver. So that's the mashmos of our gemara. In other words, that namely that within our gemara, even though Rabbi Tam's perush may fit very nicely into other Gemaras, but within our Gemara, it's a little dachuk to say that the issue is an Easter of the Chefts of the Peros. Okay, but that already, again, is a minor issue. That's a local issue. But we have a much broader issue that that Tosus himself raises, and that is in terms of the source of Rabbi Tam. That, as was pointed out, Rabbi Tam is learning from a pasuk that says that we have an issue of es in vain nizircha, and nizircha is that which you were minazer, that which you set aside, that which you were shomer, in vain nizirecha lo siftzor. Right? What does it have to do with achila? It says you shouldn't harvest the grapes. You shouldn't harvest the grapes. And not only that, but what does Tosus point out later on? What does the Medrash Halacha point out when we say you shouldn't harvest? How shouldn't you harvest?
The normal way.
Kedarka. You shouldn't harvest wholesale, but you can harvest retail. You can harvest a little at a time. You can harvest via shinui. No. So if you can harvest via shinui, isn't it mashba that what are you harvesting it for? Aren't you harvesting it to eat? In other words, and don't we have a mitzvah? La'ocha, v'lo l'schora, schora is a problem. Maybe betzira, kedarka is a problem. What does that have to do with eating? Where does Rabbeinu Tam see in this pasuk that we have an issue that you can't eat the grapes that were watched? All it says over in the pasuk is the grapes that were watched, you shouldn't harvest in the normal way. You should harvest in a bishinui. Where do you come from that to an iser achila? That's the question. That's the major question with Rabbeinu Tam. Where did he see his halacha in the psukim? How did he understand the psukim? So, over here, the Rav has a ma'areches which is quoted by Rav Rachman. I'll just try and summarize it for you in a few words. That the Rav pointed out that when we're dealing with kedusha in the world of Shemitah, we're dealing with we have a concept of Kedushas Haaretz, we have a concept of Kedushas Peros Shvius, we saw there's a concept of Tfisas Damim, that we're dealing with Kedusha. It's very, very problematic to just shine a flashlight at a particular aspect of Kedusha. We're dealing generally with a framework. And yitachen, that there is more than one track within the framework. So what he pointed out over here is that the Torah begins us on a track. The Torah says that the first thing that you should know about Shemitah is Bashmita Tishmentena Unetashta. In Shemitah, you should be mafkir your field. In Shemitah, you should tear down all the fences. In Shemitah, you should open up all the locks. You should allow people to go through your field, in other words, without any impediments. When you take that track, when you take the track of being mafkir your field, then the kedusha of Peiro Shvius is manifested in not only a heter achila, but a mitzvah of achila. And there's a mitzvah to eat Peiro Shvius. If you get wine that has kedusha Shvius and there's no problem in terms of Shas Avior, you should know that it's a mitzvah to drink that wine. Leaving aside the fact that you're making kiddush on it, it's a mitzvah to eat Peiro Shvius. If you find someone who is taking care of his field properly, bedafka, you should get his produce, because there's a mitzvah to eat it. Namely, that the kedusha, if you're starting off with dealing with the, you know, with the obligation, with the chiyuv of hefker, that creates a kiyum of achila. That creates a mitzvah of achila. And then lehefek, schora is a problem. Ibud, throwing it away, is a problem. Sending it to chutz laretz is a problem. But the kiyum of the mitzvah is eating it. The kedusha expresses itself via the eating. However, if according to Benu Tam, if you decide to take a second track, and instead of being mafkir the fruits, you decide to be shomer the fruits, then the Torah says, now we have a world of inve nizirecha, and inve nizirecha, there lo tiftzor, lo tochal, there, in other words, the expression of the kedusha of the peros hamashumarim is dafka not to harvest them, is dafka not to eat them. Namely, the kedusha expresses itself in an iser achila. So you can have the same peros shvius that, depending which track you took, you're going to have the kedusha expressing itself in a different manner. And if you go ahead and you eat peros shvius, what you are doing is you're machalel. Again, if you eat the peros shvius that were meshumar, now you're machalel the kedusha shvius. That which it would be a mitzvah had the peros been hefker, the moment the peros are meshumar, turns into an iser. Namely, both the heter achila, or if you want to, the mitzvah achila, and the iser achila are both manifestations of kedusha shvius. The question is, which track was the person taking? If he was taking the track that the Torah prescribed, that you're obligated to be mafkir, then the kedusha will be expressed in a mitzvah of achila. If you're going to take the track that I'm going to go against the Torah, I'm going to go against the iser, the asay of vashviyas tishvetenu natashta, but rather I'm going to be in venez irecha. You're going to watch over your fruit. Then the Torah says lo tiftzor, lo tochal, etc. Namely, that the achila is not an iser achila per se. Torah doesn't say lo tochal. The achila is parallel to the iser of betzira kedarka, namely that we have a set of isurim that fit in as opposed to a set of heterim. It's very similar. At the end of Tosfos, he points out that we find a parallel to this medrash halacha, to this sifra, in the Yerushalmi, and there it speaks about the world of svichin. What are svichin?
The afterwards.
That which grows on its own during Shemitah. What's the status of svichin? To machokas rishonim. Certainly, it's aser for you to eat the svichin. The question is, are these svichin, are they aser d'oraisa or aser d'rabbana? Tosfos is assuming they're aser mid'oraisa. Namely, that we have a kedusha of Shemitah that expresses itself in an iser achila. So it's very similar, according to Benu Tam, to the world of Meshumar. Namely, Meshumar and Svichin are two examples where we're going to have an iser, we're going to have the kedusha expressing itself in an iser achila. Ma she'en ken, when you are are allowing the individuals to eat from the fruits of your tree, from your grapes, there, you know, as you're being mafkir, then the kiddush expresses itself in a mitzvah of achila. There's a tremendous nafkamina, halach lamaisa, bismanenu, many people are machpit for Rabbeinu Tam, that Meshumar is going to have an, you know, this issue of an Isra Achila. Can you use an esrog of Meshumar during Shemitah for Arba Minim? No, what do you say?
Assuming
the Isra Achila is from synonymous? We're assuming that the Isra Achila is stemming from the issue of you being Mechalal Kedushas Shviz. So we saw that, if you recall, by Orla and by Truma, that those were possible for Arba Minim. Why? Because they lack a Heter Achila, right? They lack a Heter Achila. How did Rashi learn the lack of Heter Achila? What's the source? Who says that in Esrog? Who says Arba Minim have to mutar b'achila?
Lachem.
Right? Lachem. L'kol tzar chechef. And so over here, this is l'chor, according to Rashi, would be an issue of lachem. But how did the Rambam learn? What, in other words, the Rambam didn't view it as a problem of lachem. The Rambam said, if you recall, lachem is only possible the first day. The Rambam says that Orla is possible all 7 days. So if it's possible all 7 days, what's the issue? The Rambam, the Perush of Mishnayos. It's not a pri. The Torah says pri eitz hadar. Pri, by definition, means that which b'cheftza is edible. Right? No, over here, is this b'cheftza edible? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the way we're understanding Rabbeinu Tam, according, in other words, that this would be okay for Arba Minim, because there's no Isur Achila. It's not like Orla, where you have an Isur Achila. We don't know if you're an Isur Achila. We have a Chilul of Kedusha Shvius. It's like Avodah Zarah, where he pointed out that Asherah has unique din of Tzusei Mechta Shiure. Stam Avodah Zarah, you can't be Nehna, but it's still a pre, the Avodah Zarah. Over here also, it's a pre, that were you to eat it, it would be, you know, it's a, were you to eat it, that this pre, if you were to be mafkir this pre, you'd have a mitzvah of eating it. Because you were watching this pre, now we would have a chilul of kedusha shvius by eating it. That yitachen would still be called a pre. It could still be yotzi, according to the Rambam. In any case, you know, it's this lechora would be the direction in which Rabbeinu Tam would be going. Taking this envelope, taking this framework, how then could you understand the machlokas between the Baal HaMo'ar and the Ravid, who are both working off of Rabbeinu Tam? The Baal HaMo'ar says, even if a goy is watching it, we're going to have a problem of chilul kedushas shviyas by your eating it. According to the Ravid, only if a Jew watches it are we going to have that problem. How would the Baal HaMo'ar understand our, you know, where it's our tracks? How would the Ravid understand?
Regarding an esrog. Meaning regarding an esrog?
No. The esrog, you just pointed out on the side. I'm going back to the, you know, where it's Rabbeinu Tam says that when we're dealing with a world of hefker, then the kedusha expresses itself in a mitzvah of eating. When we're dealing with a world of meshumar, the kedusha expresses itself in an isra of eating. Correct? According to the Baal HaMo'ar, that's even if the meshumar is via a goy. According to the Ravid, it's only if the meshumar is via a Jew. What's the machlokas?
Generate
a kedusha shvius. The kedusha shvius is being generated by the land, right? It's by Eretz Yisrael.
So,
but you know, we're
actions of the non-Jew making the field hefker field.
start, in other words, you're in the right direction, namely, well,
the non-Jew is not a modern Isser. He's not Makir Skin.
There's no Isser for the non-Jew to be Shomer the Peirosh Shviyas. Correct. And therefore, which shita would appear to be smoother? Which shita would appear to be the default shita? If there's no iser for a non-Jew to be shomer, l'chora, who would be correct? The Baal Hamor or the Ravid?
Right.
Chora the Ravid. So what's the Baal Hamor shita? Right. The Ravid says there's no iser over here. So there's no chilul peiro. In other words, we're not dealing over here with a tract that began the iser. But what is the Baal Hamor telling us? It's true there's no Iser for the non-Jew to be Shomer the Peirosh Shviyas, but what's missing?
I had that for something to eat.
We're missing the Hefker. Namely, according to the Baal Hamor, the track that allows for a Heter Achila has to start with Shviyas Tishmetenu Unetashta. That when we have an act of Hefker on the part of a Jew, then the manifestation of Kedusha is going to be in a Heter Achila. The moment that we don't have that track, the moment we don't start off with Hefker, then the manifestation of Kedusha Shviyas, the default position, is going to be an Iser Achila. Mashenken, according to the Ravid, no, we're not dealing over here whether B'mitzius we have Hefker or B'mitzius we have Shmira. We're dealing with, was the Shmira done by Iser? A shmiru, which is done by Iser, that changes the track into that the kiyum of the kedusha will be dafka not eating. But if there's no Iser in the shmira, so then our default position is the other way around, that the kedusha peiro shviyas is expressed in the heter achila, in the mitzvah of achila. Okay, so the question is over here as to whether we require a negative shmira. A shmira which is going to be done the Iser, or is it the lack of hefker that brings about this track of the kedusha manifesting itself in an Iser achila? Seder? Okay, that's how Rabbeinu Tam learned the pasuk et in vain nizirecha lo tiftzor, that as opposed to the track of shmita tishmetenu unetashta, and then we have a din of gain. Achila, as opposed to schara, here we move over into a series of lo tiftzor, lo tochal, v'chulei v'chulei. However, the Rambam clearly learned very, very differently. If we look in the Rambam, look at the Rambam. The Rambam is built, he builds Hilchos Shmita in two sections. Section number one is Prakim Aleph through Dalet. Section number two begins with Perek Hei. Prakim Aleph through Dalet deal... Sorry. ...with that during the Shmita year, parallel to Shabbos, just like on Shabbos, we have malachos that are usher on Shabbos. So in Shemitah, we have malachos that are usher during Shemitah. We have what's called malachos hakarka. And so Perek Aleph begins, Mitzvahs asei lushbot mi'avodas ha'aretz ve'avodas ha'ilon b'shana ha'shvi'is, parallel to the mitzvah of Shvisa on Shabbos and Yantuf. Shenemar v'shavsa ha'aretz Shabbos l'Hashem. V'ne'emar b'chor eshuv ha'katzer tishbos, v'chol ha'osem malacha mi'avodas ha'aretz v'ilanes b'shana zo, bitul mitzvos aseh, v'avral mitzvos lo sa'aseh, sadcha lo tizra, karmecha lo tizmar, v'ein alokem min ha'torel hazriya, hazmira, ha'katzira, ha'betzira, v'chulei, v'chulei. And then he has four prakim dealing with these isurim. Okay? At the end of these prakim, four prakim, so he mentions the issue that we're dealing with currently. That's Perek Dalet, Halacha Kaf Dalet, you have it in front of you. Mitzvahs asei, I mean, leaving aside all the mitzvahs los asei, not doing malacha, mitzvahs asei lahashmit kol ma'ashe totzi haaretz b'shviyas, Shenemar vashviyas tishmetena u nitashta. There's a mitzvah to be mafkir. Kohal noel karmo osag sadeu b'shviyas bitel mitzvahs asei. V'cheinim osach kol peirosa v'soch v'eso. Elo yafkir hakol v'yad hakol shavim. V'chol makom shenemar v'ochu evyonei amcha. V'yesh lo lahavi l'toch v'eso ma'at kedosh mivim mea hefker. Da 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 da. Okay? Then Perek Hey begins with the dinim of Kedusha Shvius. Peiro Shvius nitnu la'achila v'shtiyah v'sikah adalakas haner ulitzviyah. All of this comes under the concept of achla. La'achla means you're allowed to consume it in a normal manner. Eating, drinking, using it to anoint your body as fuel and as a dye. Those are considered to be proper means of consuming Perot Shvius, as opposed to other means of consuming Perot Shvius. So Rabbeinu Tam linked Halach Perek Dalet, Halacha Kaf Dalet, with Perek Hei Halacha Aleph. Namely, when do we say that we have this Heter Achila if you fulfill the Mitzvah Sasei Lahashmit? Masha'en Ken, according to Rabbeinu Tam, if you're Botzer in Venezirecha, If you have a case of Mishumar, then we have an Isur Achila. However, look in the Rambam, Perek Dalet Halacha Kaf Beis, Haperos Shiyotzi Ha'ilan Bishvius, Lo Ya'asfein Kederach Sha'osef B'chol Shana, Shenemar Tidvenezi Rechagosif. So we have the Pasuk of Rabbeinu Tam, V'yimbotzer La'avodah Se'ilan O'shebotzer Kederach Ha'botzrim, Loke. Right, that if you are Botzer Kedarka, then you are Loke. Where does the Rambam bring this? In Perek Dalet or in Perek He?
Dalet.
And Prakim Aleph through Dalet deal basically with what issue? We said according to the Rambam. Perek Dalet begins, so we have a din of Shvisa, we have a din of Isur Malacha. Namely, according to the Rambam, that this pasuk as in vain is yirecha lo sif tzor is telling us what? That what is one of the malachos which is osur during Shemitah?
Tahrus.
Gathering. Namely, just like there's an iser of planting, and there's an iser of plowing, there's an iser also of ktsira. And if we're dealing with grapevines, there's an iser of bitsira. That this has nothing to do with a din of meshumar. Meshumar comes in Perek Dalet al Chakaf Dalet. Here we're dealing Perek Dalet al Chakaf Beis. Before we get to the din of Meshumar, we have a din of Betzira. Namely, what are you not allowed to be Botzer? What, in other words, does it make a difference whether you were Mafke the fruit or you weren't Mafke the fruit? No. We have an Iser of Zriya, we have an Iser of Charisha, we have an Iser of Betzira, of Ketzira, irrelevant as to whether you are Mafkir or you are not Mafkir. That according to the Rambam, this pasuk is simply giving us is part of the list of the malachos that are usher. We have a malacha which is usher in the field, irrelevant of hefker or of shmira. That's what's pointed out over here by the Mari Kurkus. Yes?
The Rambam saying, at what point though does it, once you're
malachated? No. We say that we have an iser to be botzer kedarka. There's an Iser on Shemitah, even if you had your field be Hefker, now to bring in a combine to harvest your field. That's a malacha. There's a malacha of Betzira Kedarka. Everyone is simply supposed to pick, you know, it's an amount of fruit that he would eat and put that in his bag and take it home. But to harvest the field Kedarka, that's an Iser malacha, the same way that Zriya and Harisha and Ketzira are also. There's an Iser of Betzira. It's a malacha. Even though the field's Hefker. Has nothing to do with whether the fruits are, you know, or it's a Hefker or not. So the Rikurkus points out Rabbeinu Shimshon. Rabbeinu Shimshon was one of the Balei HaTosfos, right? Rav Shimshon Mishantz. He was a Talmud of whom? You can figure it out. Rabbeinu Tam. Right? The Rash Mishantz was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Kosav the calls a meduber b'shamur. When do we have an Iser of Betzira? Only if you took the track of Meshumar. Avo b'mufkar shari b'urche. V'nistayem Yerushalmi shekasavti shamu sham lo tibtza min hashamar iyata botzer. perish nizirecha. Mashma shemakrish mehem kol adam hareisha pirshu akasa b'shamur. That's the way Rabbeinu Tam learned the pasuk, that nizirecha means that which you set aside for yourself, that which you walled off, that which you guarded with a fence. Al ze amru lo livtzor keneged habotzrim. Mashma b'shamur hu asur kederach habotzrim. Avol b'mufkar. There's no isur malacha of betzira shari b'kol gafna. V'lo airi b'kra. That's our Rabbeinu Tam, that's our Tosfos. Our Tosfos is referenced over here by the Mari Korkus. That's not the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't bring in the problem of Meshumar until Halacha Kaf Dalet. Here we're in Halacha Kaf Beis. Gamen hamufkar ena yochel livtzor ela b'shinui umen hashamar aser afilu b'shinui perish liktzor etc. And then he quotes the Ramban and Chumash, that the Ramban and Chumash is also that there's no isur of betzira, no isur of achila. There's no isur of achila. That betzira is a general problem of malacha. We have a general problem of malacha. Okay, so we have over here that the Rambam also is on the side of Rashi, the Ramban, and the Ritva, that there's no unique din of Meshumar. Meshumar, we have an Iser Asay to watch your field. You were over the Iser. Okay, the Paris is still Muter Ba'achila. Betzira, gathering the fruit, that's a Malacha. It's a general Malacha. Has nothing to do with whether the fruit was Meshumar or whether the fruit was not Meshumar. You're allowed to gather piecemeal, not allowed to gather wholesale. Beseder? Okay, so we have over here also the Rambam. And Beseder. Okay, this is also, I mentioned the Ramban. As if you recall, we dealt with this, with the Gemara at the end of Yevamos, right? The Tosus quotes in the middle of the, little below the middle of the thin lines, Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Kuf Kaf Beis Omed Aleph. Gabi Nochri Haya Mocher Peros Bashuk. A goy was selling fruit. Va'amar Peros Halalo Shel Orvahem. Proudly he said, these fruits are Orva. These fruits are Neter Revai. These fruits are Shel Azeka. So Gemara says, Va'amar Velo Kru. He thought, in the goy's mind, fruits that come from young trees are better. But, you know, so he lies. I mean, goy has no name on us. There's no reason to assume he's telling the truth. He was just trying to be mashbiach his fruits. What did he mean when he said, min azeka heim? So according to Rabbeinu Tam, what does min azeka mean?
Mishumar.
Mishumar. That, in other words, azikim is a modern Hebrew word for handcuffs. They have now these plastic, I don't know what the ties that you can, instead of using glue or nails, etc., when you build a sukkah, you can just, you know, you have like a plastic strip.
Yeah.
That, what are they, you know, that, you know, that you have?
A zip tie.
A zip tie, okay. So nowadays they call zip ties azikim, okay? That, you know, so an azik is that which is going to close off, is going to gate off an area. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam says, you know, is this guy who wants to say, these fruits are Meshumar, namely I wasn't mafkir them, I was watching over them, and it was a Shemitah year. Can we believe the guy? So Rabbeinu Tam understands that the issue over here is one of Meshumar. This is a proof that Meshumar really for us is Aser Bachila. The question is whether you should believe the guy. But all of the Rishonim learn differently. They learn like Rashi. Rashi learns that we're dealing over here with a place in Eretz Yisrael called Azeka, and the Goy is saying these fruits came from Eretz Yisrael, and that's why we have a problem of Shemitah, because they're coming from Eretz Yisrael. Nothing to do with their being Meshumar. Look at the Ramban's Perush, the at the end of the Ritva, Umasha Amru, we have the three dots in the middle of the Ritva, Masha Meperek Basra Diyavama Shel Azeka Heim, Milashon Mitzao Yoshev Va'ozek Tachat Azeitim. He understands Azeka as a form of Malacha, as that you're digging a trowel, you're digging a ditch under the Zeisim. Sheperusha Chofer, Oslehem Kimin Gader, Lamaloso Ofer, Ulavruya Yilana Huvasu. This is a malacha on Shemitah. Lefikach Peros Atzvan Asurim Machmas Avoda Shvius Ba'u Vekaimelan Arateya Vishvius Yakor. Namely, that forget it, in other words, there's no Iser of Meshumar according to the Ramban, but if someone is over an Iser of Malacha, that can Aser the Peros. Right? In other words, so we can have an Iser of the Peros from two different perspectives. The Peros can be Aser because of the Kedusha Shvius, the Chilul Kedusha Shvius, that's Rabbeinu Tam, or the Peros can be Aser because you did a Malacha. But the Malacha, it's irrelevant if these Peros were Hefker, these Peros weren't Hefker, etc. Vashenken, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that we're dealing with the world of Kedusha, it's only in the world of Meshumar. Okay, so we have over here then all of these various shitos in terms of how to understand our sugya. Is the issue lokeach min ha-meshumar that we have an Iser Achila of Peros Meshumar, that's Rabbeinu Tam and the Raivid and the Baal HaMor. The Machokas is only Meshumar by whom, a Jew or a non-Jew? And that we set up a track of an Iser Shvius, or no. The issue over here is one of Chshav. We're afraid that the Am Haaretz is going to keep the money and be over an Iser Tzniyah, or we don't want to be Messiah over Yaveir. The Am Haaretz is over an Iser Asay of Meshumar, we don't want to help him. There's no Iser on the fruit, but we don't want to help the Am Haaretz. That's the Ramban. And that's the Rambam as well. What did the Ramban and Rashi, etc., do with the pasuk of Es Nidivei in Venizirecha Lo Sitzor? They learn it as a malacha, that we have an Iser malacha, nothing to do with the world of Meshumar. And so this Iser malacha is both on Hefker and on that which is Meshumar. Beseder? Okay. That's Hakafa Aleph. Let's look at Hakafa Beis in the Gemara. Third line, Masif Rav Sheshes, Umin HaMufkar Gimel Sudos, Vesu Lo. Is it really true that if we have a situation of Hefker, that we limit our transaction with Yam Haaretz to three Sudos? Ureminhu, HaPigam, VeHarizbizun, VeHashitim, VeHachagloglos, VeHakusbar, SheBeHarim, VeHakarpa, SheBeNaharos, VeHagargir Shel Efer. What's the common denominator of all these forms of vegetation?
Not so chashuv.
They're not chashuv, and therefore, what can we assume about them?
Hefker.
We can assume, if we see them in the market, then 99% are coming from Hefker, and we have the right to be somach on such a rope that they're Hefker. And if they're Hefker, therefore, peturin min ha-maaser. That's a halacha, that which is Hefker is patur min ha-maaser. You only have maaser on that which the Levi has a chelok imach, but over here Hefker, everyone is on the same plane. V'nikachim mikol adam b'shvius lefi she'en kayotze bo nishmar. We have no problem over here of nishmar, and so according to Rashi, we have no issue of chshad. According to Rabbeinu Tam, we have no issue of iser achila, and it appears that you can purchase nikachim mikol adam without any limit. So it appears that you can buy that which is mufkar even from an Am Haaretz, and we're not concerned about the fact he's going to be matzniya the money. That's a stira to our entire sugya. So the question, so Rav Sheshes, who mosiv love umefarek la, b'chdei man shanu. No, when we speak about that nikachim mikol adam, but it's only to the degree of k'dei man, only mazon gimel su'udos, if we're talking about an Am Haaretz. If we're dealing with getting it from a chaver who's not chashud, you can buy as much as you want. But from an Am Haaretz, we have the limit of gimel su'udos. My mashma dahai man lishna de mizonehu. How do we know that in Aramaic the word man means amount of minimal food? Dichsiv. It's Sefer Daniel, which most of it was written in Aramaic, Vayeman Lahem HaMelech, that the king gave portions of food to all of his servants, including Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. They didn't want to eat the non-kosher food, and so they had the person in charge of them switch it for what? What did they eat?
Did they eat seeds?
Seeds, right, very good. They ate garinim. and they were healthier than all of those who ate the meat. That's a vegetarian pasuk. So in other words, doesn't mean that that's necessarily true, but Akash Baruch did a nes, and they looked healthier than those who eating the other food. This Seder. Okay, so this is, in other words, Hakafa Beis, that we simply have over here a Kasha and a Teirutz, a Misan, you know, a Havamina that we're dealing over here with more than Gimel Sudos, and Maskana, we're dealing with Gimel Sudos, but the Gemara then returns with the vengeance, Ihachi, Lulav Name, if we have an issue of Demei Peiro Shvius, why are we so concerned only with the Esrog? Why shouldn't we be concerned also with the Lulav? The lulav also is growing during the Shemitah year. And if the lulav is growing during the Shemitah year, so how can we have, by the lulav and only have the esrog and matan? How can we have a havla of the esrog in the general sale of the lulav and the hadas and the arava? Isn't the lulav also considered to have kedusha shviyas? Sigmar answers, lulav bar shishis hanichnas l'shviyasi. We're dealing with last year's lulav. Namely, the lulav grew during the summer, then Rosh Hashanah came, and now it's the Shnas Shemitah. And so this lulav, how do trees go normally in terms of the world of all hilchos hatuyos ba'aretz? What determines the year of the tree?
When it was planted.
Not when it was planted. But Shvat is a date, but what level of growth do we require to know whether this tree belongs to year X or to year Y?
Chanata.
What is chanata?
Like the blossom of the tree.
The blossoming on the tree. Right, that if the tree is going to blossom before Tu B'Shvat, it belongs to the previous year. If it's post Tu B'Shvat, it belongs to that year. Okay, so if you want to know if this tree is from Tavshin Ayin Zayin, with the fruit of this tree, is Tavshin Ayin Zayin or Tavshin Ayin Chet, we'll look at the tree on Tu B'Shvat. If it's already blossomed, like many Shkediot, like many almond trees, blossom already before Tu B'Shvat, so then it's from Tavshin Ayin Zayin. If it blossoms Pesach time, it blossoms in the spring, so then it's Tavshin Ayin Chet. Okay? So here we're dealing with a tree that blossomed, the Chanata was during the spring, and then came, the Chanata was, right, the Chanata was during the spring, so then that tree still belongs to Shishis. Rosh Hashanah comes, and then only the next Tu B'Shvat are we going to move into Shvius. So the Lulavim of Sukkis, of Shemitah, are all from Shishis. So Gemara asks, so who are then the Esrog? Yehachi Esrog Nami Bashishis. I mean, we'll assume the Esrog also has been on the tree from after Tu B'Shvat, and it belongs to the previous year, it belongs to the year of Shishis. So why do we have an issue with the Esrog? Why do we say the Esrog is Kadosh B'Shvius and the Lulav is not? They're both from the same year? So Gemara answers, Esrog Basar Lakita Azlina. The Esrog you go after when it's picked, and so in Achinami, had the Esrog been picked in Elul, we would have no problem. But the Esrog we're dealing with was picked in Tishrei. And if the Esrog was picked in Tishrei, and we say that what goes after Lakita? Chanata is for Ilanos. What is Lakita?
For Yerek.
For Yerakos. And Rosh Hashanah for Yerakos is Aleph Tishrei. So, you know, we're saying that even though this esrog is growing on a tree, we're going to view it as a vegetable rather than a fruit. Okay? Why in the world would we view it as a vegetable rather than as a fruit? What you saw later in the Gemara.
Alcohol, Rashi quotes the Jewish, but alcohol mayim versus alcohol.
That generally trees grow from rainwater. Mashenkin, vegetables grow from irrigation. The uniqueness of an esrog tree is that it requires irrigation. It grows alcohol mayim. Rainwater is not enough. It has to be irrigated. So we're going to say that halachically, it's going to be similar to a vegetable as opposed to a tree. That's what the Gemara over here is positing. So we're going to have a lulav and an esrog, that both of them were, let's say, picked off of the tree during Aser Simei Tshuva, but the lulav, we view it as a tree. The tree goes after the chanata. The chanata of this lulav was b'shana shishis. But the esrog, we're going to go after the lakita. The lakita, viewing as a vegetable, is already b'shana shviyis, after Rosh Hashanah. But the problem is that really true? That we go in an esrog after lakita? Ha-bein Rabbi Gamliel, ben Rabbi Eliezer, and shviyis, esrog basar chanata azlinon. We have a Mishnah. Ha-esrog shava le'ilan v'gimel drachim, le'yerek v'derech echad, shava le'ilan v'gimel drachim, orla revai u'shviyis. And that's what we're talking about. L'yerek v'derech echad, shibesash likaso yisro. In terms of meiser, whether you're going to give meiser sheni or meiser ani, there we go after lakita. But in terms of shviyis, we go after chanata, divrei Gamliel. Rav Eliezer omer esrog shava le'ilan b'chol davar. So it's even worse. Where do we find anyone who says that shviyis goes after lakita? Huda amar ki haitana. We have a braisa. The Tanya Amar Rav Yosi av Tulmus heyed mishum chamisha zekening esrog achar lakita lemaaser. That doesn't help us. That already we saw in the words of Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbo seinu nimnu ba'usha ba'amru bein lemaaser bein lishviyis. Shviyas man dekar shmeichzu mechzorach katani esrog achar lakita lemaaser achar chanata lishviyis. That's the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. And over here we have five zakenim saying it over, according to Rav Yosi of Tulmus. However, Rabbo seinu nimnu ba'usha ba'amru esrog basar lakita bein lemaaser bein lishviyis. And so therefore we have a difference between our lulav and our esrog. Our esrog is going, our lulav is going to be have the din of shishis, and our esrog is going to have a din of shmita. Because the lulav we're going to view like all trees that go after chanata, and the esrog we're going to view like vegetables that go after lakita. Atkan the sugya. That's not, the sugya is very, very clear. Okay? What we have over here is the machlokes between the Bali HaTosfos and other Rishonim in terms of what does lakita mean. If you look in the Tosfos Dibur HaMaschil L'shviyis, if you look in the middle of the Tosfos, in the middle of the line that has in it the parentheses, Nun Aleph Amid Beis, so a few words after that in the line, it says, V'nira Lefarish. V'nira Lefarish, in order to get around the stira that Tosfos had between the sugyos, Daha da azlinan b'yerek basar lakita, haynu b'shalon nigmar gidulam b'shishis. Avon nigmar gidulam b'shishis, sharu, bein l'Rabbi Akiva de dorish de gedilim arav mayim, bein l'Rabbi Yossi akliga de dorish gedilim al meishana she'avra. Namely, that what Tosis is pointing out, that what does lakita really mean? Lakita doesn't really mean lakita. What does lakita mean? What is the standard that we use in the world of yerek, in the world of vegetables, to know what year it is? We speak about, colloquially, lakita. But lakita is really an idiom, not to be taken literally. What does lakita really mean? What's the real criteria of the vegetables?
It's full of ripening.
Ripening. Gmar pri. When the, in other words, if it ripens during the sixth year, it belongs to the sixth year. If it ripens during the seventh year, it belongs to the seventh year. Why do we call it lakita? So if you go down a few lines in Tosfos, where we have the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yugimel Amid Beis, Yohiv le Shmuel din Yerek de Basar lakita, v'ka'amar hakol holech achar gemar pri, alma gemar pri ikar. The real criteria for vegetables is gemar pri, when it ripens. Ela de nakat v'kol duchte lakita. So why does Gemara use lakita if that's really not the criteria? Mishum de derech lakot v'gemar pri. That 99% of the time, when do people pick vegetables? When they're ripe, if they're already ripe. So then we pick them. We don't want them to stay on the vine. They could be eaten up by animals. You know, they could be squished by kids playing baseball or whatever. In other words, if they're already ripe, so we take them off. So v'hainu gemar piryam biyachad. In other words, that the Iker is the Gemar Pri, and Lakita generally is the Gemar Pri. But were we to have a case, according to Tosfos, where the Gemar Pri was in Elul, but because this person he's a Musarnik, so in Elul he's in the Beit Musar, and then Rosh Hashanah, and then Asar Simei Tshuva, he looks at his field, he sees the fruit's already ripe, and he picks it. Is that a fruit of Shishis or Shvius, according to Tosfos?
Shishis.
The fact that he didn't pick it until Shvius, but it was ripe already in Shishis. Right? That anything which is ripe in Shishis is Shishis. Right? In other words, the only reason that the Gemara says Basal Akita, most people are not Musarniks. Most people are in the fields during Elul, and they'll pick it during Elul. This particular person only picked it during Aser Simei Tshuva. Okay. But Basal Lakita means not when it was picked, but when it became ripened. Who disagrees with Tosfos?
The Rambam.
The Rambam. Okay, so let's look at the Rambam. The Rambam says, in Perek, Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, Perek Alef HaChadalet, Hayerek Bishas Lekitaso Isuro, Ketzar, Im Nilkat Biyom Rosh Hashanah Shel Shlishis, Af Al Pi Sheba La'onas Ma'asros V'Nigmar Bishnia, right? Are we dealing with the Shemitah cycle of 7 years? The first 2 years are years of Ma'aser Sheni. The third year is the year of Ma'aser Ani. If we pick this vegetable on Rosh Hashanah of the year of Ma'aser Ani, but it nigmar really in the year of Ma'aser Sheni, Mafrishin Mimenu, says the Rambam, Ma'aser Ani. V'yom Nilkat B'Revius, Ma'aser Sheni. Namely, exactly our case where Tosus would have said, you go after the Gemar Pri, and we view this as a fruit of a Ma'aser Sheni year, because that's when it ripened. The Rambam says, black on white, that we view this as a fruit of the Ma'aser Ani year. Okay? Namely, what over here is the issue? According to Tosfos, the concept is that of Gemar Pri. That's what determines the year. What, according to the Rambam, determines the year?
When you pick it.
What does it mean to pick it? What does picking have to do, in other words, with the fruit? In other words, the question is this a fruit of the second year or a fruit of the third year? My nafkamina, when the person picked it, a little sharper.
I'm assuming that when you actually pick it, that's when.
But not you as the gavra pick it. When the fruit is picked. What do you mean when the fruit is picked? When we break the connection between the fruit and
it's the tree
and the land. No, we're talking about vegetable. No trees. Okay. When you pick the tomato off the vine, at that point you're breaking a connection between the fruit, the vegetable. I'm sorry, and the land. The land is that which gives it its kedusha. The land during the second year, you know, it's the fruit growth, the vegetables growing from that land are chayev and ma'aser sheni. The land of the third year, the vegetables growing that third year are chayev and ma'aser ani. Is this fruit from year two or year three? According to Tosfos, we go after when the fruit no longer needs the land. According to the Rambam, we go after when the fruit is cut off from the land. In other words, those, you know, one can see where that you can lend itself to both definitions, namely that we're dealing with a certain relative connection between the vegetable and the land. The question is, are we dealing over here when the vegetable no longer needs the land, or when the vegetable is broken off from its connection with the land? That's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. I also brought in, just you should be aware, all these Rishonim are broader machokos. If you look in the Baal HaMor in Rosh Hashanah, the sugi is Yud Gimel Amid Beis. That's the sugi that Tosfos quotes. Rosh Hashanah Yud Gimel Amid Beis. But the Baal HaMor in the Rif is Beis Amid Beis. V'yesh Lomar, Rabbi Shimon L'divreim Rabbanan Ko Amar Lehu, L'didi Basar L'kita Azilna, Hainu Gmar Pri. Namely, the Baal HaMor is similar to whom?
Tosfos.
Kosov Shav of the Ravid, Amar Avraham, Gambazeto. The Ravid has his Asogos in the Baal HaMor. Lakita Lavainu Gmar Pri. Gmar Pri Kodem Lakitahu. Shiyasa Ktasim Gemurim. There's no connection between Lakita and Gmar Pri. The Gmar Pri can be in year two, and the Lakita can be in year three, and we go after the Lakita. Okay, so the machokas that we have between the Rambam and Tosfos is a machokus between the Baal HaMor and the Ravid. The Ravid agrees with the Rambam. That's why he's not masik on the Rambam. Okay. The Ritz, look in the Ramban. I sent you that Hamagis Ramban in Perek Kafei, Pasuk Hey, because he covers almost everything that we've discussed today. So he also has 2 cents to say about this machokes. Avo yirokal shetzamchu b'shishis v'nilketu b'shvius. Right, this is our nafkamina between the Tosfos and the Rambam. Yesh bahem yishum kedusha shvius lekol dineha lehefse lekarbonos leskora lebir afal pisha gadlu gamri b'shishis. Namely,
the Rambam.
The Rambam. Okay, so we have on one side of the fence the Rambam, the Ravid, and the Ramban. On the other side of the fence we have Tosos and the Baal HaMor. Okay. Everything here appears to be hunky-dory, everything is fine, but we have one more Rambam that deals with Esrog, where the Rambam appears to be Soser himself, which of course we cannot have a Rambam who's going to be Soser himself, even if the Rambam thinks the Rambam is Soser himself. Okay, so we saw the Rambam said that Yerokos go after Likita, right? And let's look at Rambam Halacha Hei. V'chein ha'esrog, bilvad, the esrog is unique, mishar peros sa'ilon, harehu, even though the esrog is a fruit, harehu kiyerek, the uva hochin achar lekitaso, bein lemaiser, bein leshvias. Whose shita is this the Rambam is quoting? That we view the Ramba, that we view the esrog as a vegetable, both in terms of meiser and in terms of shvias.
The Rabbi Sanu of us.
This is Rabbi Sanu Sheba Usha, right? This is Rabbi Sanu Sheba Usha. This is the maskana of our Gemara. That way we can have a lulav of shishis, and an esrog of that same year will be a shvias. Because the lulav goes after the chanata like trees, and the esrog is going after the lakita like vegetables, right? So the Rambam, that's so far so good, right? Ketzad, im nilkat bishlishis achar tu bishvat, mafrisha mimenu maiser ani. Afal pisha nigmara bishnia. Again, this is the Rambam l'shita, so we don't go after the gmar pri, we go after the lakita. V'chein im nilkat b'reviyis kodim tu bishvat, mafrisha mimenu maiser ani. He gives example after example that we go after Lakita. We don't care about Chanata. We don't care about Gemar Pri. We only look at Lakita. The problem is, and here the Ravid sort of jumps the gun of being Masig on Alacha Hey, even though his real Hasaga is on Alacha Vav. The Af Al Pib, says the Rambam, jumping to the Rambam, and then we'll return to the Ravid. Afal pisha hochin achar lekitaso, esrog vashishis shenichnasa l'shvias, afilu hayesa kezayis during the 6th year, benaseis kikikar, namely he grew very, very much in the 7th year, chayeves b'maasros. Is anything which is picked during Shemitah chayev b'maasros?
No.
Only if it's a tree, not if it's a yerek. And over here, the Ram says, chayavim ma'asros, means we view it like a 6-year fruit, means we view the esrog like a tree. So we go after chanata. So what's going on over here? The Rambam said that a yerek goes after lakita. He says an esrog is like a yerek, both in terms of meiser and in terms of shvias. And he gives all sorts of examples. And then he says, however, when we have an esrog going from shishis to shvias, then we say, even though it's picked during Shvius, it's going to have the dinim of Meiser of Shishis, like a tree. That's what the Ravid was upset about. Amar Avraham, kama devarav mevulbolim umekulkolim umeshubashim. You can't have your cake and eat it. You can't paskin like Rabbanan of Usha and also paskin like Rabban Gamliel and Rabbi Yochanan v'chule v'chule. Who tov is the Rav Yochanan of Rishol Kishan Trevayu Esrog Bashish Netens L'Shvias Li'olam Shishis Ramam Shum Tevel Ptumen Abiyur Imkein Hainu Achar Chanota L'Shvias Milian Maiser Shenu Maiser Ani Azgin Abbas Olakita. In other words, you can't have it in both ways. You can't say that an Esrog, in terms of Meiser and in terms of Shemitah, is going to be like a Yerek, on one hand, and then treat it like a tree, on the other hand, and go after Hanata. Okay? So the Ravid felt the Rambam, you know, he said it in quite, you know, was Mevulbal, Mekulkol, and Meshubash. Okay, but we believe in the Rambam, we're on his side of the fence. What did the Rambam have in mind? I mean, you know, this is not like you have a steer between a Rambam and Hilchos Shabbos and a Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin. I mean, here we have Rambam, Halacha Dalet, Hey, and Vav. And the Rambam clearly knew Halacha Hey when he wrote Halacha Vav, because he wrote Afal Pi. Right? Even though Hochen Achar Lekitaso, but Bechol Zot, in terms of this case, we go after the Chanata. But we said that Hochei Usha said that the Rambam, and the Rambam quoted earlier, Hochen Achar Lekitaso Bein LeMaiser Bein LeShvius. So our luck is that there's another Rambam. That this Rambam is in Hilchos Maaser Sheni. We have a Rambam a little farther down the line in Hilchos Shmita B'Yovel in Perek Dalid, Halacha Yud Beis, the bottom makar on the page, Hayerek Bishas Likitaso. Okay, that's clear. The Yerek, everyone agrees after Likita, whether it's Shvius or Shishis. HaEsrog, Afilu Haya Kapul Kodem Rosh Hashanah Benasa Kikar B'Shvius, Chayev B'Maasros Kaperos Shishis. Va'afilu haya kikikar b'shishis ho'il v'nilkat b'shvius harehu kaperos shvius umis aser kaperos shishis lahachmir. I mean, what word does the Rambam add in Hilchos Shmita that he didn't add in earlier? He mentions the same paradox that we're going to view the Esrog both as Lakita in terms of Shmita and as Chanata in terms of Maestros, but what word does he add in?
Chachmir.
Lahachmir, which means what? That how do they understand Chachmei Usha when they said that the Esrog goes after Lakita LeMaiser Ulishvius? Lachumra. We have a Machokas Tanoim. Whether the Esrog goes after Lakita or goes after Chanata. So he says we're going to be Machmir on both sides. If the Chanata was during the sixth year and the Lakita is in the seventh year, will be machmir that it's similar to a yerek, similar to a vegetable, that it's going to have kedusha shvius and there's going to be a din of biur. However, we're also going to be machmir that maybe it's like a tree and it goes after Chanata in terms of maestros. Namely, that over here the issue is, are there maestros or are there no maestros? So to say that there are maestros, that's a chumrah. In other words, when we have an issue going from year 2 to year 3, there's got to be maeser. The question is, which maeser? Okay, so we'll say, we'll go after Lakita. But when we have an issue, are there going to be maestros or no maestros? Because Shemitah is hefker and is pater from maeser, so it will be machmir that there will be maestros. That's what the Rambam meant. And the Rambam didn't paskin like Chachmei Usha bevadous, or view their shita as vados. The Rambam viewed that their shita was mitzad asafek, will be machmir on both sides. This is not my chiddush. The Radvaz already says it. The Kesef Mishnah doesn't say it so clearly, but he intends it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that we have an Aruch HaShulchan Ha'asid. He says that the Kapos Tmarim says it. Lechora, that's the psak of the Rambam. Okay, that when we're dealing with a world of Chumrah, which is between the sixth year and the seventh year, we're going to be machmir on the side of Kedusha Shvius and Biur to say that we go after Lakita, and be machmir on the side of Chanata to say, on the side of Maestros to say we go after Chanata. And all the examples that he gave earlier in Hilchos Maaser Sheni were between the third year and the fourth year, the second year and the third year. There's no inyan of a Chumrah. So there we go after the Lakita across the board. Okay? Beseder. Okay, I think we'll stop over here. So for next time, I already gave you the beginning of the Maamar Makomos on Daf Mem. We'll see the sugya of Hano'aso Ubiro Shaveh. namely, which hana'os, we pointed out that we have a mitzvah of eating, we have a mitzvah of eating shmita fruit, if it was taken care of properly. Eating, we expanded also to various eating, drinking, sicha, anointing, hablakas haner. What's the common denominator of all of these that we consider them all to be under eating? So that the Gemara talks about in terms of hana'asa ubi uro shava, and that will determine as to whether our lulav, which one doesn't eat, what is one we use a lulav for, and classically?
A broom.
A broom. Right, we use a lulav for a broom. Is this using it as a broom, does that have kedushas shvius? In other words, that your hana'a is getting coming from sweeping the floor. Is that considered to be similar to achiga or not? Okay, that will take us through the fifth line on daf mem amud beis. And then we'll move over into the sugya that we sort of hinted at in terms of tfisas dmei peiros shvius. We pointed out that there may be a difference between the world of peiros shvius and the world of pidyon in terms of Ma'aser Sheni and Kerem Revai. So we'll deal with that in terms of the world of Chilul and the world of Derech Nekach U'Memkar. So those are my Makamot Sogiv. Beseder?
So did you reach this Rebbe Adler?
What?
Did you get this far, Rebbe Adler?
No.